mercy and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Don't stop me if you've heard this. There's this fellow, okay, it's starting to rain. He lives right on the river. And the waters are starting to come up. The forecast is it's supposed to rain for a long time. The water's up in his yard. He gets down on his knees and he says, "Lord, I'm looking to you to protect me. Take care of me, Lord." Well, the water comes up onto his porch. The fire department comes by in their big trucks. Fireman Kite says, "Come on, we're evacuating the area." I said, "No, God will take care of me." They take off. The water continues to rise. The guy moves to the upper floor of his house. The water's still climbing. A boat comes by, the Coast Guard and the National Guard. He said, "Come on, we're going to get you out of here before it's too late." He says, "No, I'll be all right. God's going to take care of me." The water keeps rising, and finally the guy's on top of his house. There's only about that much of his roof left. He gets down on his knees. He says, "Oh, God, please protect me. I'm about to perish. Where are you, Lord?" A helicopter came by just then, and they lowered down a ladder, and he said, "Get on, we'll get you out of here." He says, "No, God's going to get me." Well, the water and the current continued to rise, and it swept the man away, and he dies. He gets to heaven, and he's standing in front of God, and he says, "Lord, I depended upon you. I prayed to you. I praised you. Where were you?" And God looks at the man and he says, "I sent a fire truck, I sent a boat, and I sent a helicopter." It's what I felt when I heard this or read this gospel lesson for today. It's different than what we had for Sunday. Again, from Matthew chapter 21. This takes place. This is during Holy Week. Okay? Maybe Wednesday. These Pharisees and the scribes are getting serious. They want to catch him. They want to get him. And they want to get rid of him. They don't want Jesus. He's disrupting everything. And they're hitting him. Jesus is hitting these Pharisees right here. Right in the billfold. He's taking money from them. They're the richest ones in the land. These Pharisees and the scribes, they follow the law. They know all the laws. They're the most knowledgeable men there is. And here's this Jesus guy stirring up the people, doing all these divine miracles. And the people are believing him to be a prophet. So now he tells them another parable, and he tells them about this master of a house who planted a vineyard. That's God is the master of the house. The vineyard is the what we call earth, or the kingdom of God is the vineyard. Okay? He put a fence around it to protect the precious vines that he's planted and to take care of them. He's dug a wine press in it. He plans to make something with the fruit. He, from the onset of building this vineyard, he put in a wine press because God has a plan for later on down the road to do something with this vineyard. He built a tower in it so he could look over all of his territory. But then he leased this vineyard to tenants. You ever heard the expression that these are now when the fruit drew near. What's the fruit? Well, if you're building a vineyard, you're expecting grapes. And you're expecting to produce wine. So when the fruit drew near, how else could we say the fruit? The fruit could be our faith. The fruit could be obedient children of God. The fruit. He planted it. He took care of it. And he gave it to tenants to take care of it. And now he expects to reap. Remember, he built the wine press. He's fixing to do something with it. The fruit that comes from this vineyard. But what happened when he sent his servants to the tenants to get the fruit? Well, he murdered all of the servants. He did away with them. And then the master of the house said, "Well, they'll listen to my son." So he sent his only beloved son. And what did they do to him? He said, "We'll do away with him. We'll take his inheritance." Sound familiar? For all adults here tonight, we know what that's referring to. That's referring to Jesus. That's referring to our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, came down on this earth, but there was a bunch of people that wanted to do away with him and said, "We'll take care of him, get him out of the way, and we'll get his inheritance." When therefore the owner of the vineyard comes, what will we do to those tenants? That's what Jesus asked him. He asked the Pharisees. Oh, he'll put those wretches. This is what the Pharisees said. The Pharisees said to Jesus, "Well, he'll put those wretches to a miserable death and let out the vineyard to other tenants who will give him the fruits in their season."
And then
trees on the far side of the lake had begun to turn their beautiful colors, where God's showing off all of his wonderful creativity and the colors, and they're reflecting in the water, you know. So he's done things to protect us. He's given us doctors, medicines, police, military, a government. He's given us lots of things to protect what he has created. And that wine press that he dug into the vineyard, God has a plan for us. Some of us don't know what it is, but he has a plan for us. Vocation. Luther always talked about vocation. Vocation is most important. That's God's will for you. What is your vocation? Maybe you've been living in your vocation all this time. You've been doing what God wanted you to do all this time. And yet you still wonder, well, what's God got in store for me? What's he want me to do? You've been doing it. But the season to harvest the fruit, we know neither the day nor the hour. And what happens? The kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to people producing its fruit. This parable is just backwards from the long gospel that we preach and teach within the church. It starts out with the gospel about God giving everything to the inhabitants and to the tenants of his vineyard. And it ends with terrible law. Therefore I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people producing its fruits. And the one who falls on this stone will be broken to pieces. When it falls on anyone, it will crush him. What God tells us, what God commands of us in his word, allows us to produce fruits. Which surpasses all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus.